The Warrigal. The Warrigal's lair is pent in bare, black rocks at the gorge's mouth. It is set in ways where summer strays with the sprites of flame and drouth. But when the heights are touched with lights of hoarfrost, sleet and shine, his bed is made of the dead grass blade and the leaves of the windy pine. Through forest boles the storm wind rolls, vexed of the sea-driven rain, and up in the clift, through many a rift, the voices of torrents complain. The sad marsh fowl and the lonely owl are heard in the fog-wreaths grey, when the warrigal wakes and listens and takes to the woods that shelter the prey. In the gully deeps the blind creek sleeps, and the silver showery moon glides over the hills and floats and fills and dreams in the dark lagoon, while halting hard by the station yard, aghast at the hut flame nigh, the warrigal yells and flats and fells aloud with his dismal cry. On the topmost peak of mountains bleak the south wind sobs and strays through moaning pine and turpentine and the rippling runnel ways, and strong streams flow and great mists go where the warrigal starts to hear the watchdog's bark break sharp in the dark and flees like a phantom of fear. The swift rains beat and the thunders fleet on the wings of the fiery gale, and down in the glen of pool and fen the wild gums whistle and wail, as over the plains and past the chains of waterholes glimmering deep, the warrigal flies from the shepherd's cries and the clamour of dogs and sheep. He roves through the lands of sultry sands, he hunts in the iron range, untamed as surge of the far sea verge, and fierce and fickle and strange. The white man's track and the haunts of the black he shuns and shudders to see, for his joy he tastes in lonely wastes where his mates are torrent and tree.